is that the song Dictating on Danny, D-A-N-N-I-E, Rose, R-O-S-E, Prabhupada, dear doctor, John Slane, S-L-A-I-N, Prabhupada, 63 years old, Mayor's Info, Electrodiagnostic Studies, on January 22nd of year 2013 in Oakwood Imaging Center in Taylor, period, paragraph history, paragraph. He has been experiencing numbness and tingling and burning pain in the left entire hand for the last about 3 months. And his symptom is worse at night, period, paragraph. He denies history of diabetes mellitus. He is right-handed and he had a right carpal tunnel release surgery in 1997. Period. He denies any neck pain, denies any radiating pain through the left arm, period. A brief physical exam reveals that there's no focal muscle wasting in the intrinsic hand muscles and forearm, and there's a well-healed scar in the fulnar aspect of the forearm from coronary artery bypass graft surgery. Period. EMG, paragraph EMG were performed in the left hand and arm and cervical paraspinals, period. Paragraph EMG reveals diffuse mild to moderate neuropathic changes in the intrinsic hand muscles as well as in the forearm muscles. But paraspinals are normal and biceps, triceps, and deltoids are all normal, period. Paragraph. Nerve condition study, paragraph. Left median sensory response is absent. Left ulnar sensory distal latency is prolonged. Amplitude is significantly decreased. And evoked response duration is prolonged, period. I tested this twice, period. Also, I compared the radial sensory on the right side, which also reveals a slightly prolonged distal latency and decreased amplitude, and left radial sensory distal latency and amplitude are normal, period. Left median motor connection velocity is slow, distal latency is markedly prolonged, amplitude is slightly decreased compared to ulnar nerve, period. Left ulnar motor conduction velocity across the elbow as well as in the forearm segment are slow, just the latency is normal. Amplitudes are normal, period. Paragraph, conclusion number one. This patient has left carpal tunnel syndrome with both motor and sensory impairment, which considered to be moderate. Number two, there is superimposed peripheral polyneuropathy on the basis of abnormal ulnar sensory studies on both sides and abnormal ulnar nerve conduction velocities without focal slowing, period. Number three, there is no evidence of cervical radiculopathy or brachioplexopathy or cubital tunnel syndrome, period.